Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytec. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing how an influential Northeast hospital system optimized their glycemic care workflows thanks to GlideCone. So imagine for a second trusting a sleep-deprived resident at 2 a.m. to do complex mental math.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough spot.
Right. Math that could, you know, instantly trigger a catastrophic medical event.
Yeah.
Because that is the reality of manual insulin protocols.
Right. And it happens every single day.
Exactly. So today we're unpacking how a Level I trauma center achieved massive clinical and financial turnarounds by, well, abandoning that exact manual guesswork.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, whether you're a hospitalist on the floor or a CFO eyeing the margins, we're breaking down why upgrading to intelligent glycemic management isn't just some clinical upgrade. It is critical for your hospital's survival.
And, you know, that survival really starts right on the front lines. I mean, executive level ROI simply doesn't exist without patient safety. Let's look at Northeast Hospital. They fully transitioned to Glue Commander, but they didn't just flip a switch. They utilized a staggered rollout. So starting with IV insulin and then moving to sub-Q 6 months later.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, that pacing was absolutely crucial to earn nursing buy-in from the jump. And the clinical outcomes are staggering. I mean, across 3,500 patients, they saw a 40% improvement in hypoglycemia.
Wait, 40%?
Yep. 40%, dropping down to just 3.6% of patient days. Plus, their baseline hyperglycemic rates fell from 22% down to 15%.
Okay, I have to jump in here because a 40% improvement in hypoglycemia is huge. But how exactly are they getting that? I mean, why is manual sliding scale so dangerous compared to this system?
Well, it's...
Because expecting exhausted staff to do manual insulin calculations, you know, doesn't really sound like a medical workflow. It sounds like a liability wearing a lab coat.
That is exactly it. Manual sliding scale is reactive, and it's static. You're giving a fixed dose of insulin based on a single point-in-time blood sugar reading.
Right.
And you're completely ignoring the patient's insulin sensitivity or, you know, their specific trajectory.
Which is terrifying.
It is. But intelligent glycemic management, like Glue Commander, completely flips that. It uses predictive algorithms built on massive amounts of historical patient data to dynamically adjust the dose to that specific patient's current need. So you're eliminating the 2 a.m. mental math entirely.
Which has to have a massive impact on burnout, right? I mean, if you're a hospital leader listening to this, you know nurse retention is an absolute crisis.
Oh, absolutely.
So what does this actually look like for the clinicians on the floor?
It gives them their time and attention back. Look at the data out of Advent Health. When they automated this, they saw a 75% reduction in first-time provider calls.
Wow. 75%.
Think about how many pages that eliminates. They also tracked a 47% drop in nursing time spent specifically on insulin management.
Just compared to their competitors.
Exactly. Compared to competitors.
Now, here is where it gets really interesting for the operational bottom line. Because all those clinical wins, you know, the time saved, the stabilized patients, they translate directly into executive level dollars.
Right. The ROI.
Yes. Just by avoiding 344 hypoglycemic adverse events, Northeast Hospital realized a direct cost avoidance of $1.15 million.
Incredible.
And they also cut their ICU length of stay by 68 days, which is another $140,000 saved.
Yeah.
And if you scale this up to the board level, take a look at Riverside Healthcare. They documented $2.6 million in avoided costs.
Wow.
That is an incredible 467% ROI.
Saving millions is obviously a massive win, but it goes beyond cost avoidance now. Administrators have to execute these kinds of clinical improvements just to survive the impending regulatory shifts.
Oh, yes. Consider this your warning. If you're an administrator, you are staring down the barrel of the CMS ECQM mandate.
Right.
For those who aren't in the weeds on this, CMS is making severe preventable glycemic events like those massive blood sugar crashes a publicly reportable hospital harm.
Which is a big deal.
A huge deal.
Yeah.
If you fail to automate this and accurately report your data, CMS isn't just going to send a strongly worded letter. You risk forfeiting 25% of your annual Medicare payment update.
Yeah, that is a devastating hit.
It really is.
Which is why Northeast Hospital's operational blueprint is so vital to replicate.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just buy software and walk away.
Right, plug and play doesn't work here.
No, their lasting success required a dedicated operational owner and continuous staff education.
Right.
They are out there teaching staff weekly to drive a deeper understanding of diabetes management, not just, you know, software clicks.
Okay. But I can already hear the hospital CIOs listening right now saying, Why pay an outside vendor for this?
Right.
We have an epic EHR and a massive IT department. We'll just code a homegrown insulin calculator ourselves.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
Honestly, why shouldn't they?
Well, because they're taking on massive unseen liability. When you build a homegrown calculator, it's just basic logic rules. Mm. It lacks the 20-year FDA clearance, the 50 billion proprietary data points, and the zero recall safety record of Glue Commander.
Right. Those are completely different leagues.
Exactly. You simply cannot replicate that level of validated predictive safety with an internal IT build.
Yeah.
You're basically beta testing medical software on your own patients.
Wow. Yeah, you really are. So I'll leave you with this final thought. What happens to your hospital's reputation and your bottom line when CMS makes peer glycemic performance publicly visible and your facility is still reliant on manual sliding scale guesswork while the hospital down the street reports near zero severe events? Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a GlideTech podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glidetech.com.